Next, we have letters from the evening news.
We have four letters this week. First off is comment from Rosie Bates of Norwich about bus timetables. I decided to take a bus home from the city centre and was most impressed to see the new automated timetable installed at the bus stop. My bus was apparently due at 2:03 p.m. and was on time. However, I waited patiently, and at 2:03 the message suddenly disappeared from the top of the screen, but no bus was in sight. The screen rearranged itself and my next bus appeared at the bottom of the list, due at 2:30 and on time. Not having experienced this before, I asked a young girl in the queue why this was, and she said that it was quite often the case. By coincidence, a friend I had met earlier told me she had the same experience returning home. Is it really that difficult to track a vehicle? Why install a system that simply does not work? By the way, I walked.
There are avoidable causes of flooding, writes John Amis of Cossey. The flooding issues are very simple. In my view, it's down to low maintenance from the councils and the river authorities. None of the rivers have been dredged, nor the drains cleaned out properly for years. In fact, the Wensum hasn't been dredged for 50 years plus, so there is nowhere for the water to go. The weeds were there to try and clean the rivers. However, they haven't been controlled and have grown so big they are taking valuable space where water should go. Pollution in the river is also down to this. I've been talking to a gentleman who has been trying to help the pollution mainly in West Norfolk. The biggest polluters there is not farming, but wildlife, but household soakaways, full of detergents like laundry, liquid, bleaches and shampoos that seep out of the soakaways into the rivers. Those who actually have any power are not interested, in my opinion. When road verges used to be cut, they'd cut back past the ditch, which allowed water to soak off the road. However, they are no longer cut back into the ditch, so again, the ditches are not being maintained, resulting in floods. Regarding the pigs off the southern bypass, this is natural wastage from animals, and although unpleasant to think about, nowhere near as damaging as household detergents ran full of chemicals. Animal leavings going into rivers has been happening for years, though maybe not as out of control as today. And a nice fact that not many people know, the greenhouses on Crown Point are heated from the sewage plant at Whitlingham.
J.C. Jackson of Norwich was shocked by ignorance. This letter is directed to one woman I encountered and to any others who made the same choice as she did during the two-minute silence on Saturday morning. I was assisting in one of the charity shops in the city where we were observing the silence, except for one customer who insisted that I serve despite having politely been told what we were doing. "Yes," she said, "but I want this," and made it clear that she expected me to take it then and there. Perhaps she was not alone and this happened in other shops too. Whatever the case, may I respectfully request my customer and any others who don't know or who choose not to know to make a point before next November the 11th of educating themselves about the meaning and significance of the silence. It is just 2 minutes.
Well, J.C. Jackson, Peter Gallup of Drayton can give you an answer to your question, did this happen in other shops too? Visiting Norwich on November the 11th, it seemed to me there were far fewer people wearing poppies, especially among the 20 to 30-year-olds. While sitting in Castle Quarter Starbucks, which was very busy at 11 out of respect, the background music was turned off and the staff suspended their service until the 2 minutes passed. However, one woman continued a very audible social conversation on her mobile phone, paying no regard to the fact that everything else was silent. I fear this is a sign of the times and may be increasingly so in the future.